completely soaked, but this machine doesn't seem to be slowing down at all. Clearly, it's hard to stop a train.
During the Train Unstoppable event, now through May 31st, buy a qualifying train system from Pittman Heating and Air and choose special financing for 48 months or up to a $1,000 trade-in allowance on a qualifying new train system. Visit PittmanAC.com or call 864-606-3769 for complete program eligibility, dates, details, and restrictions. That's PittmanAC.com, subject to credit approval. License number M1646.
Train, the most reliable heating and cooling brand.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are WCCB 105.5. The Roar. Listen to this, Ramon. This idiot, Manesh Mehta, who writes for the, I don't know if he writes for the New York Daily News. I've seen this cat before somewhere. He writes for one of those New York rags. He covers the Jets. He just wrote his projected rankings of AFC East quarterbacks for the 2019 season. He has Sam Darnold above Tom Brady. Sam Darnold 1, Tom Brady 2, Josh Allen 3, Luke Falk 4. I mean, honestly, dude, you have the football IQ of a gerbil. You don't have enough brain power to make a gerbil's wheel spin. Sam Darnold, first of all, Sam Darnold needs to stop giving the ball to the other team. And the Jets need to get him weapons. Now, you think just because he has Le'Veon Bell, that he's suddenly the best quarterback in the division? I mean, holy crap. You want to get in 654-7627. Let me get to Taj Boyd. Taj dropping in. Taj has a big event going on. Taj, what's going on, man?
Man, did you just say Luke Falk was on that list just now?
Luke. Well, Miami has no quarterbacks left, Taj. They got rid of Ryan Tannehill. That's all they have.
Right, I've seen that.
That's all they have. They don't have anybody left.
Jeez. I mean, unless Mike Leach comes to the stage, man, it ain't even gonna matter.
No, you might want to call him.
I might.
You might want to call Miami up and say, man, I'm better than Luke Falk.
Well, you got Teddy Bridgewater, man, who grew up right down the street from there, was always a Dolphins fan, but he opted out to play backup.
Yeah.
So you know it's an issue over there with the Dolphins right now.
Well, I don't think Miami offered him. He went to Miami, and I don't think they offered him. No one offered him more than backup money. I think it's at a point where no one really believes in him because of the injury. You know, they're just not sure.
I mean, it'd be tough too, man.
Yep. So, you know, that's his problem. But the quarterback world is absolute insanity right now. And maybe we'll talk about that. But let's talk about what you have going on.
Yeah, man. So tonight from 7 to 10, man, I have my nonprofit, the Tides Board Foundation's Fourth Gala. Man, it's going to be spectacular, man. We got, should be over 150 people there. It's been growing steadily every year, man, and I'm just thankful for the people that contribute to this particular area.
Wait, hold on a second. Do you have me on Bluetooth or something? Are you on Bluetooth?
Yeah, can you hear me?
No, it sucks. So,
use the headphones, man.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
That's better. So let's start over because nobody heard any of that.
All right, so I got my foundation, the Tiger Wolf Foundation. It's a nonprofit I started 4 years ago. We're having our fourth gala tonight. Man, we should have over 150 people there. Man, it's grown exponentially every year. And a lot of that is due to the people that continue to contribute to the cause that we're creating, man. So just thankful for that, man. It's at the Loom in Simpsonville from 7 to 10. I think we have some auction items still online that you can bid in, even if you're not going to be there. To find that, you can go to tbgala2019 at givesmart.com. So tbgala2019.givesmart.com. Golly.
All right, so let's run that back one more time for him. So the website, if you want to get in on the bidding on any of the auction items, is tbgala2019 at giftsmart.com?
.giftsmart.com.
At .giftsmart.com. Could you have made it any more difficult?
I'm not even a difficult person, but I try not to make excuses, man, especially from a leadership standpoint. But I can't feel the left side of my face right now. I got my tooth crowned earlier.
Oh, no.
So I'm drooling on the left side over here.
So that's what it is. Yeah, I knew something. I knew something was up. Man, I hate that feeling. I hate that feeling of going to the dentist and you come out and you can't feel one side of your face. Because then you can't talk for like several hours and you can't really eat because you're worried you bite your tongue off.
I mean, I was putting some chapstick on, man. I thought my face was made out of mashed potatoes, but I didn't know what was going on.
All right, so what kind of items are there to bid on?
I mean, we got a little bit for everybody. I mean, we got stuff for Clemson folks, South Carolina, Georgia. I mean, it ranges from mini helmets to gift baskets to spa treatments. You know, I know there's a really cool piece that Nuke and I did together where essentially we got a football, as well as some prints that have me drawing up the concept of 4th and 16.
How about that?
So it's pretty unique because none of those really exist out in the universe right now.
Oh, that's very cool. And
you know,
and now that item is still up for auction?
It's still up. So we got that, man. We got some Hunter Renfro sign, that's the championship stuff, along with some stuff that Coach Winnie signed for. So it's some really cool pieces, stuff that you add to the man cave that you won't be able to find anywhere else. You're not going to go to Haywood Mall and find it in the middle. just to be completely honest. So, you know, I got a great team that puts all this stuff together, man. And I tell you what, I've just been thankful, again, for the people in the community all together, man, that's been rallying behind us.
And now, and correct me if I'm wrong, but this is for underprivileged children?
Yeah, man, so we do a few different things. I mean, you know, the last 4 years before the school year starts, we give out backpacks. So in the last 4 years, we've given out, I don't know, close to around 4,000 or so.
Okay.
Maybe a little bit more. School supplies and everything else that mentioned. We're putting together some programs this summer as well. And the whole idea is to build where we're at, right? You know, bloom where we're planted.
Yeah.
And, you know, so many times, even as I was a youth, you know, I had no bigger aspirations than to play in the NFL. But I also didn't realize that life had to exist outside of that.
Yep.
Man, I didn't realize how many opportunities were out here until I finished playing. So I'm sitting here, and my whole life, my idea of success is tied to this one game. Now, I'm realizing that success is so much more than that. So it's getting people together, putting together a community called the Huddle Initiative. And we're going to tie it into each community, into Greenville, into Easley, into Clemson. And we're going to have some of these kids that necessarily wouldn't have these figures in their life and have these kids understand what business is outside of just football in itself. So, I mean, you can be a dentist or a doctor or a lawyer or a guy who drives a forklift. It really doesn't matter as long as you're trying to continue to contribute to society and really impact these kids in a positive way. So you'll hear more about that as we roll that out this summer. I'm excited about that. But really, man, I feel like I feel almost obligated to give because of how much people are giving to me. Not so much more as it is material things, but just the encouragement, the mentality, and just the will to want to go and win in every facet of my life. So I feel like that's how you can continue to do that for the younger generation.
Now, as far as people going to the event, tickets at the door. Mm-hmm. Tickets at the door now is how we're doing it.
Yeah, I mean we actually sold out at the door. You know. So
you can't get in?
That was a good point. I think we got this call set up early in the week. I didn't think we were going to have as many people sign up as we did. So
So yeah, you're all sold out
right now.
So you're all sold out. Then why are we talking to you?
I don't. That's a great question. Man, I was trying to figure that out myself. Well, you know, I wanted to talk some ball. You know,
I can call in. I'm like, I can call in, but I mean. I don't think we're going to have too many people popping up over here. So.
Well, that's great. I mean, that's great that it's it's sold out. And so, just to be clear, though, even though you can't actually go to the event anymore because you're too late, if you're listening now, you can still bid on the items in absentee fashion, again, by going to this website address that we want to make sure we have right. So give us that one more time.
It was tvgala2019.giftsmart.com.
All right. So now will your face and mouth allow you to talk about, and by the way, some incredible items to bid on, some one-of-a-kind items that you're never going to see again, you're never going to see elsewhere. You heard Taj talk about it already. So even if you can't go to the event, you can still go bid on those items and make them yours. So there's that. Let's talk a couple minutes about these quarterbacks. You know, now last year we've got to say you did not like Baker Mayfield, but you've come around on him.
I'm disappointed in myself because I'm excited really about what the Bills have going on over there, man.
It's unbelievable.
It's ridiculous, man. It's just something out of a movie. It really is.
2 years ago, they were. You want to hear the funniest thing? This is the funniest day I've ever remember. I was gonna write this on Twitter the other night, but I didn't know. I didn't know people thought I was losing my mind or whatever. Have you ever seen David Njoku interviewed? The tight end for Cleveland.
No, never.
I saw David Njoku interviewed the other night by Joe Thomas on NFL Network, and I swear to God, I told people this last night at Twin Peaks. They pulled it up. They were laughing their butts off because it makes no sense what I'm about to tell you. Dude looked exactly and sounded exactly like Kevin Bacon.
Come on, man.
I'm telling you, black tight end look exactly and sound exactly like white actor. Is Kevin Bacon still alive? I don't even know. I'm really bad at the dead game.
I mean, I haven't seen him. I think he got invisible, man, with that movie. I forgot what it was.
I think his career is well past its prime. But then again, the Denver Broncos brought Joe Flacco back, so who am I to say?
Yeah, that was a wild move, too, man. I don't know what's going on with the landscape right now. The whole premise with it, I mean, I personally think in this quarterback class, especially this new draft class coming up, I mean, I look at a kid like Tyree Jackson, right?
I love him.
And he's either going to be Josh Freeman or he's going to go and set the world on fire. There's really going to be no in-between because he has one of the strongest arms that I've ever seen. I mean, realistically, he throws about, 85 yards?
Don't tell anybody at the combine that or Ian Rappaport because I went off on this the other day. Ian Rappaport tweeted all these ridiculous ball speed numbers from the combine, and they actually had he and Haskins and Locke last. They had Brett Rippon and Will Greer as the highest velocity ball speed. And I came on air and I said, you people are nuts. I said, how can you even write that? I said, you have no idea what you're talking about. I said, you don't know what talent looks like. And I talked about that Jackson is one of the strongest arms I've ever seen. You know, Taj, here's his problem. His problem is no one over 6'6 has ever made it at quarterback in the NFL. And the reason is because the delivery's too long and there are too many moving parts and it impacts your accuracy. But he's a really smart kid. I have heard him interviewed a couple times. He wants to learn. He hired Jordan Palmer to help him out with his lower body mechanics. And he's a ridiculously good athlete with a howitzer for an arm. And he's just such a likable, smart kid that I think he's worth a shot. Most of these other second-tier quarterbacks in this draft, I wouldn't give you a nickel for. I said before, I think he is worth a shot, and maybe even as early as round three.
I mean, his upside is just phenomenal, man. It really is. And, again, you know, they're totally different players, but at the same time, I do see a lot of Big Ben in him.
especially Ben Early. He's mobile. I like his leadership qualities. I got a chance to talk to some guys that he played with, and they loved his personality as well. He's a likable guy. He wants to learn. He wants to grow. So you get all those guys, the intangibles, plus the arm talent. I mean, you can't beat it, man. That's a safe investment, at least.
Yeah, see, I'm with you 100% on that, and I've been saying that on air. What about Drew Locke? What are your thoughts on Locke?
I don't know, man. I will say one thing. I do believe that Missouri's coaches over there, they do a good job of developing their guys, to be completely honest, for what it is, for that particular system. Now, Drew's, to me, is a tough kid. I like his arm a lot, too. I'm just not excited about any of these guys as franchise-style quarterbacks right now. And I believe that a lot of these guys can grow into that. I think Dwayne Haskins can eventually grow into that. But as far as immediate impact goes, there's not really any of them that really, you know, strike me as the guy that's going to be able to do that in year one.
No, wait a minute. So are you saying you're not buying Kyler Murray? You got something against these short quarterbacks last year, Baker Mayfield, now Kyler Murray?
I think that, like I say, I heard a scenario one time. They said if you had to pick a guy that was going to lead you to a victory on the last drive of the game out of any quarterback, who are you going to pick in this class? And obviously that would be Kyler Murray because of his ability to be such a ridiculous dual threat. I mean, you line him up with the weapons around him, and that's the thing. I think he has to have the guys around him to make it make sense. I don't know about his sustainability. That's going to be a question. But it was a smart decision for him to come play football as opposed to play baseball. I don't think there's no doubt on that, especially when you're talking about dollars guaranteed as opposed to having to work through six or seven different type of organizations to go play in the bigs. So, you know, Kyler is going to have, I think, a lot of pressure on him, especially early on if he does go where people are projecting him as that number one quarterback coming off the board.
Well, that's his problem. That's his problem because, you know, again, like the Kansas City Chiefs, a pretty good football team, jumped up and grabbed Mahomes, and Houston got Deshaun. He went to a pretty good football team that had made the playoffs. You see some of these guys going to decent teams. He's going to go to the absolute crap fest that is Arizona.
Right. Yeah. And they try. I don't really understand the whole dynamic with Josh Rosen over there. I can't tell if they legitimately don't think that he's going to have any ability to play at that level the way they thought he was. Or if he's
I got to take a break. Does your mouth and face allow you to stay for a few more minutes, or do you need to shut it down?
I'll tell you what. How long are you on the show tonight?
Huh? I'm closing early. I'm at 5:25.
All right, I'll hop on for one more segment. But again, TVGala2019.givesmart.com. You're going to see some one-of-a-kind pieces. Again, you won't be able to find it at Haywood Mall, so go online, auction it up, bid on it. Thank you for the support.
All right, hold on. Taj Boyd joining us. Welcome to the Road Rage. Quick break. We'll be back.
Roosters Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Roosters offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
South Carolina homeowners, now is the perfect time to get a home equity line from State Credit Union. With an interest rate of just 3.5% APR for the first year, you can use the equity in your home to finance home improvements, higher education, or to consolidate your debt. And for a limited time, there are no closing costs. For more information, visit our website today at scscu.com/equity. State Credit Union, taking members where they want to go. Certain terms and conditions apply. Equal housing lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
Brock here with Tom's Barbecue. Are you looking for somewhere for the family to enjoy time together over a nice meal or a place for the co-workers to grab a bite? My wife Beth and I have just the place for you. Our restaurant caters to the working lunch, family time, and everything in between. Nothing beats our 8 homemade sauces, made from scratch sides, and our low and slow southern smoked barbecue. Let Tom's Barbecue be your next lunch destination on the corner of Woodruff and Garlington in Greenville. And make sure to ask about our catering.
Rely on EnviroMulch for your outdoor project. With all the rain we've had, they can help with rock crush and run along with 57 stone for your erosion, flooding driveway, and water pooling issues. Order online at EnviroMulchOnline.com.
J. Grady Randolph is hiring. Specializing in flatbed hauling since 1935, JGR has deep roots in the Carolinas and proudly supports the Clemson Tigers. Start your new career today by calling 864-761-4041. J. Grady Randolph offers competitive pay and free family health care coverage. Local and regional positions available. Call 864-761-4041 or get more information online at driveforjgr.com. That's driveforjgr.com.
Let us bring your new Honda directly to you. Hendrick Honda Easily now offers direct on-site demos of your new Honda. Don't want to deal with traffic? Hendrick Honda Easily will bring your new Honda to your work, home, or church. Call today to schedule your personal on-site car buying experience from Hendrick Honda Easily. Call 864-855-1234 or visit ilovehendrickhondaeasily.com. Again, ilovehendrickhondaeasily.com. Experience a world-class difference at Hendrick Honda Easily.
I can't believe it.
That we're in an elevator with a puma?
No, I can't believe how easy it was to save hundreds of dollars on my car insurance with Geico.
Could you hit 7 for me? Okay, no need to. That's fine. I'm good.
Believe it. Geico could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
This is George Jeffries again with Metal Building Supply in Piedmont. Do you have nuts? Well, we do, and bolts, panels, trims, and all the accessories you would need to do that shed project or roof on your home. Give us a call and talk to Kevin Brown. We can offer the names of contractors in the area and help you with the materials you need to solve those problems on your commercial building or your home. That's Metal Building Supply, 1500 Elrod Road, just off exit 39 and I-85 in Piedmont. Or call 295-0506 and ask for Kevin.
Who's ready to travel? Spring means warmer weather, and warm weather means travel time. Why not travel on a set of Yokohama radial tires from Steve's Tire and Service in Easley? Steve's Tire and Service is going to be offering up to $100 mail-in rebate on Yokohama radial tires April 1st through 30th. The Avid family and the Gelander family are among this rebate. So get on over to Steve's Tire in Easley today. Call them at 859-1361 or check them out online, stscnow.com.
Join Walt Deptula's Road Rage at Twin Peaks this Thursday for some awesome food, drinks, and of course the scenic views. Get sports delivered to you like only Walt can do. And enjoy the cold beer and the HD TVs live this Thursday at Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road.
It's daylight savings time, and that means big savings for you at Kraft Stove Store and Patio. Save 20% off all in-stock and special order patio furniture from names like Tropitone, Summer Classics, Lloyd Flanders, and more. It's time to get out and grill with savings on Weber, Big Green Egg, Broilmaster, and much more. Shop and save today on our already low prices. It's all at
Kraft Stove Store and Patio.
His bark is worse than his bite. It's Road Rage with Walt Deptula on 105.5 The Roar.
Gotta step your game up.
Now, back to Walt and Ramona.
Walt Deptula Road Rage, we're WCCB, 105.5 The Roar. You know, let me tell you about my friends at Easley Lawn and Garden and the Husqvarna line of automatic robotic mowers. It is the most astonishing thing you can possibly imagine. I mean, your lawn will wind up looking perfect. Your yard, your grass will be thick, luxurious, the kind you see in magazines. If you just get the Easley Lawn and Garden Husqvarna automatic robotic mower. Other people will be out there in 100 degrees killing themselves all summer. Not you. You'll be sitting back on your couch, having a Cuban cigar, having a little beer, whatever, and eating pizza. while everyone else is out there killing themselves, because your Husqvarna automatic robotic mower will be cutting your grass the most minute amount possible. Your grass will never be shocked, so it'll grow thick, green, luxurious. This is what you want. You'll have the magazine-style grass, and you'll never lift a finger. And people will think you made some sort of deal with the devil, or they'll want to know who's doing your lawn and what are they doing, and it'll just be a little secret, because no one's ever actually ever going to see your lawn being mowed. This thing is so low profile and so cool. It goes uphills, downhills, around objects. It's just astonishing. It comes in different sizes depending on the size of your lawn. It is Easy Lawn and Garden Husqvarna Robotic Automatic Mower. Veteran and family owned for 40 years. 312 South Pendleton Street, online at easylawn.com. Texas says, nice bumper music. Love some traffic. Yeah, exactly. Let me get back to Taj Boyd. All right, Taj. You've already given the people the bad news that your event is sold out and that they won't actually be able to attend your event, but they can still get the bid on the incredible assortment of items you have. And remind them again about the deal with you and Nuke. Is he not there? Uh-oh. Taj. Taj. I'm putting him a hold, Ramona. You see if you can get him. So in the meantime, people can get in if you want. 654-7627. Hopefully the side of his face didn't swell up more. Well, he's not there. I mean, he's there, but he's not there. We'll see if he gets back in. I don't think we had the greatest connection anyway. Maybe he's in dire pain. Didn't sound good. Didn't sound good. You want to get in, 654-7627. You were talking a little bit about the quarterbacks, and I hadn't got to the meat of the Drew Lock discussion, but I mentioned this about Lock the other day. My concern about Lock is twofold. One, when I hear Lock interviewed, and by the way, Ramona, I am beginning, you know, I've always done this in my analysis and the Huddle Report deal. I've tried to hear players interviewed. I try to hear them interviewed because I want to find out what their personality is, how intelligent they are, how intelligent they sound, what type of person they are. And along those lines of thinking, there have been some guys I've listened to that have just jumped out at me, just incredibly impressive. The Nasir Adderley kid from Delaware, I heard him interviewed late last night. Incredibly sharp kid who just gets it, who's had struggles in his life, who never had a father in his life, who set all these goals for himself, and one of his goals was to always honor his family and do the right thing, and his family name for his mom and his, you know, and his grandma, and when you just listen to the young man talk, not only is he a great talent, but when you hear him, you understand how everything connects, you know, and look, I've done this long enough. I have a pretty good truth detector when it comes to whether, or BS detector when it comes to somebody, whether somebody is legitimate or not. Now, when I hear Drew Lock, I'm like, I don't know, man. When I hear Drew Lock, I'm like, I'm just not sure. I'm just not sure about who Drew Lock is and what makes him tick. And as an NFL team, that would concern me. Now, look, I don't have the 15 minutes of interviews that they had at the combine. But even in 5 minutes, I can tell that, you know, there are elements about him that I'm not 100% sure of. And then there's this. When I watch Drew Lock play, he has plus athleticism. He has a plus arm. He's played a ton of football. There are a lot of things to like in that regard. But my concern about him is on vertical throws. It's on the what you would call the sort of drop in the bucket type of throws. When you've got to get the ball over a defensive back and drop it in, he can't make that throw because he throws three quarters. And when you watch him on those type of throws, he's just not putting enough air under the ball. And and I'm not certain that that can be fixed without totally adjusting his mechanics. Now, you might rightfully say that a guy like Philip Rivers also throws three quarters. It's not, that's a part of the issue. Philip Rivers has found a way to do it. Philip Rivers puts air under his throws, but with Locke, his throwing motion is directly responsible. He has not overcome it for why he has trouble with the type of throws I'm suggesting. And I don't know what the answer is to it. Texas says Drew Locke can't play in the rain. That's Texas 940. Example versus Gamecocks. Yeah, I did not see the Arkansas film yet, but apparently it was raining in the Arkansas film, and the suggestion has been made that Locke performed really well in the rain against Arkansas. Again, I have not gone back and watched that film as yet, and I don't recollect seeing the game during the regular season. But that's on my list of things to do. All I can suggest is that in the South Carolina game, he was a disaster. Now, I heard Drew Locke address that. I heard Locke ask that question. And Locke went on and on about how well he did in the rain at Arkansas. When he was asked about South Carolina, his answer was this. His answer was he laughed and said there's no one on earth who could have played in that weather, that he had never seen anything like that weather, that he had never seen anything like that rain, that it was basically above anyone, that there's no one who could have played in that weather. Texas says, well, same bucket issue with Trevor early on. A little bit. There is a little bit of that. There is. There's a little bit of that, but I think he is working through that. He is working through that. Look who's back. All right, I thought maybe your face swelled up too much or something. Oh, Taj Boyd rejoining us. All right, Taj, you with me?
Yeah, man, you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. All right, so give him the address again and tell him about the deal you have with Nuke on the 4th and 16 deal.
All right, so it's a tbgala2019.giftsmart.com. But essentially, you know, me and Nuke collectively signed some footballs and some pictures as well, and we drew up the 4th and 16 concept. You know, both signed, both got the 4th and 16, never give up on it. And I think it'd be a really nice addition to somebody's man cave altogether, so...
Now, is there just really awesome. Is there just one of those with the?
No, it's a few of them floating around. Now on the website, I don't know how many are particularly up there, but we get a lot of inquiries about it.
Okay.
Let me know because
good.
Because importantly, I mean, it's a this is all going towards the foundation. This is all a tax break there. There's a 501c3 that is registered. So really, man, it's just. Given us an opportunity to continue to pour into the community that's been so good to us, man.
Well, and look, that's an incredible item that you're never going to get again. And as Taj says, you're not going to find anywhere else. And they have a lot of those type of things. But that one in particular, look, that was the biggest play of your career. It was the biggest play of Nuke's career. I mean, it was a foundational building block play in what Clemson became. So, that's a big time item. By all means, you got to get in and get on the website.
I can feel my mouth a little bit better now, man. So I think you're good to go.
All right. Well, we're going to be up against it in a minute because I'm coming to a break. So, do you want to stay or you need to get going for your event?
Well, I'll have him for another segment.
All right. We'll talk about Drew Locke because I just said something about Drew Locke a minute ago, and we'll get your feel on that analysis. So hang on in there. Hold on. I'll put you back on hold, and hopefully you're there when we come back. Let me tell you about my friends at MyBookie. Brackets, first round upsets, the Final Four, March Madness is here. It's time to bet with the best at MyBookie. Would you rather sit at your office desk or call in sick and binge on NCAA tournament games and junk food? That's the American way, people. like that's even a choice. Sometimes it feels good to be bad. That's what we're talking about, especially when it's with someone you trust. And if you're looking for a place to get in on the action, you can trust MyBookie. They've been in business for years. They're growing like wildfire. The best part is they pay out fast. So when you call that 12 over 5 upset this year, you won't need to worry if your bookie's paying out because you know MyBookie is. Make sure to celebrate. You'll be pocketing cold, hard cash. March Madness is the most exciting action-packed sporting event of the year. Even grandmas fill out a bracket. Place your bets with MyBookie now before you miss out. MyBookie will match your deposit with a 50% bonus. Use promo code RADIO to activate the offer. Visit MyBookie.ag today. You play, you win, you get paid only at mybookie.ag. Trust me, you will thank me later. Also, before we get a break, let me tell you about my friends at the Health Dare. You know, the Health Dare is not a weight loss program per se. It's a cellular health company. Their goal is to make you well from the inside out. If you're overweight, you have nasty visceral yellow fat that's clinging to your internal organs and is sucking the life out of you. And that's where it needs to start. And listen, when you climb on with Health Dare, you can start to get rid of your medicines in as little as 30 days. You can take your life back. I mean, it sucks to be locked into high blood pressure medicines and CPAP machines and dealing with diabetes and gout. Health Dare can help you retake your life. You know, listen, Frances Foster lost 120 pounds on the Health Dare. She's so incredibly excited. She no longer has to gasp for breath while walking to her car. She's enjoying visiting theme parks, climbing mountains, doing all the things she could never do before. This is Health Dare. Get off your medicines. Do it the Health Dare way. 1-877-I-DARE-ME. 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 Walt Tiptula Road Rage. Quick break. We'll be right back. And people are asking me to tweet out Taj's website, so I will do that as well. Walt Tiptula Road Rage, quick break.
Join 105.5 The Roar for the Mark Childress Show, sponsored by S.H. Carter, co-host of the Tiger Tailgate Show and weekend sports anchor at Channel 7. Mark Childress interviews your favorite players and takes a hard look at recruiting. The Mark Childress Show, Saturdays at 9 a.m., only on 105.5 The Roar.
Hi, Tiger fans. For the past 3 years, you've given Engineered Sleep Mattress Company your strong support and helped their business grow tremendously. They wanted to take a moment to simply say thank you. Thank you for supporting a local business. Thank you for supporting this radio station. And thank you for telling your friends and family about a great place to buy a mattress. If you're not sleeping well, then make 2019 your year to get some great sleep. Go visit Engineered Sleep Mattress Company in Greenville.
You've heard talk about Harbin Lumber's strong customer service and elite customer support. They know that time is make or break for you contractors and handymen. Harbin Lumber will walk you through the project from start to finish, providing your order in full and on time. Harbin Lumber will partner with you and find solutions that will not create costly issues and problems later. Call today at 353-5053. That's 353-5053. Harbin Lumber Company. All they need is an opportunity. They will earn the rest.
Granger Nissan of Anderson is the home of the lifetime warranty. At Granger Nissan, we are all about family, so we are looking for a play ball kid for every Clemson weekend home game. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson to register your kid. You don't have to do anything, and nobody's going to pressure you into buying a car. Simply come by and register your kid to stand at home plate and shout, play ball. You'll get four tickets to the game, and your family and your kid will get an experience they will always remember. Granger Nissan of Anderson, proud partner of the Clemson Tigers.
I'm Kristen Bennett. The professionals at Bennett Equipment rent and sell link belt excavators at three upstate locations, Greenville, Spartanburg, and now in Seneca. Link belt equipment sets the industry standard for performance and reliability. Bennett also rents, sells, and services many other types of construction equipment with the service you expect and deserve. Call today, 864-277-7272, or visit us at BennettEquipment.net. And remember, if you need to rent it from Bennett.
Ready to make your commute more entertaining, more interesting, even more productive? Then try 100% ad-free listening on Audible. Each month, you'll get two Audible Originals, exclusive titles you can't find anywhere else, plus a credit good for any audiobook and unlimited access to exclusive fitness and wellness programs, all with our commitment-free guarantee. The most inspiring minds, the most compelling stories. Go to audible.com today to start your free 30-day trial, and your first audiobook is on us.
We're here at the Trane Heating and Air Conditioning Testing Facility to see how unstoppable their products really are.
All right, well, I don't like this one at all. Okay, inside this climate chamber, it's raining incredibly hard on this train AC unit. It's 5 to 6 inches of water an hour, actually. Apparently, this room also does icy rain, but I'm definitely not sticking around for that. I'm completely soaked, but this machine doesn't seem to be slowing down at all. Clearly, it's hard to stop a train.
During the Train Unstoppable event, now through May 31st, buy a qualifying train system from Pittman Heating and Air and choose special financing for 48 months or up to a $1,000 trade-in allowance on a qualifying new train system. Visit PittmanAC.com or call 864-606-3769 for complete program eligibility, dates, details, and restrictions. That's PittmanAC.com, subject to credit approval. License number M1646.
Train, the most reliable heating and cooling brand.
Whether you're looking for a quick lunch, celebrating a special occasion, or just want a great dinner with friends, Carson's is your place. Featuring hand-cut steaks from their in-house butcher, fresh-baked yeast rolls, and all the peanuts you can eat. Open every day. Enjoy happy hour Monday through Saturday, 4 p.m. until 8 p.m. with discounted appetizers, beer, wine, and cocktails. Try the golden fried catfish sandwich, filet mignon, or smoked ribs today. View their full menu online at carsonsteakwarehouse.net. Carson's Steak Warehouse and Saloon.
No one knows sports like Walt knows sports. It's Road Rage with Walt Deptula on 105.5 The Roar.
Not that that's an accomplishment, but still, it's impressive.
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
Welcome to the Road Rage, WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Let me remind you, the station-wide basketball tip-off show for the NCAA tournament at Local Q in Greenville on Monday from 4 to 7. So there is that. So you'll want to make sure you come out for that event as well. Again, the NCAA, do you know how to fill out your brackets? Do you know what you're going to do? I do. We'll tell you Monday at Local Q from 4 to 7. Great food, great place to have the event. So come on out and hang out with the station. So plan on that. Taj Boyd's website is now up on my Twitter page, so you can find it there. There was apparently some confusion about the address. Let me get back to Taj. All right, Taj, I think we're all squared away now on the website address.
Yeah, man, I appreciate it.
No problem. All right, so we're talking about Drew Locke, and here's my problem with Locke. One, when I hear Drew Locke interviewed, which I've heard him interviewed a few times, I'm just not sure. I don't know what it is. I'm not exactly sure what it is, but there's something about him that I'm not sure. But here's my problem with him from a throwing standpoint. First of all, he's a pretty good athlete. He can throw on the move. He's got a big arm. He's played a ton of football, so there's a lot to like in that regard. My problem is, he throws from a sort of a three-quarter motion, and on film, the throws that he has trouble with are the vertical routes, the drop in the bucket type of throws, where he has trouble dropping it over the head of the defensive back because he doesn't put enough air under the ball because of that three-quarter throwing motion.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's depending on, and that's why he has to end up in the perfect system. I mean, he can get the ball out quick. I mean, I like him in the short intermediate. But, yeah, if he's struggling with a deep ball, then obviously, you know, that's not something you change overnight because it's not – football is weird, man, quarterback especially, because it's a field more than it is you going out there and just doing it. I mean, even if you rep it, you know, you got to be able to feel it. So it may not just be part of his game. I still don't even know how I feel about certain guys like Derek Carr, to be completely honest.
Yeah.
But, you know, like Drew, I do think that with his skill set and his athleticism, he fits more into this new world offense as opposed to what it would have looked like 4 or 5 years ago, which makes him a viable candidate. Same thing with Daniel Jones. Both of these guys are big kids. If you needed them to, they can run you know, triple option. They can run, you know, zone reads. They can do whatever you want them to do from a standpoint. But, you know, I don't know, man. I'm starting to see a change, obviously, in the offenses that surround these guys. And I don't know why I said triple option, because nobody runs triple option. But they're in the form of it, you know.
They're waking up. RPOs, so. They're waking up, Taj. They're realizing that a quarterback doesn't have to be a 6'5 white guy statue. You know, they're waking up, and you're seeing more innovative guys and more teams trying to take chances with coaching and be willing to replicate what an Andy Reid did with Patrick Mahomes in Kansas City. But let's talk about Daniel Jones, because I hate him.
Yeah. I mean, if you see, like, I had a conversation with somebody else the other day. He's a product of Cutcliffe more than he is the things he does on the field. Because if you take Daniel Jones and you put him in a Vanderbilt uniform, we're not talking about the same player here, just to be completely honest.
But is Cutcliffe going to go with him?
it's so crazy how some of these guys, they literally get merit based off of who they play for, though.
Right.
Yeah, Clemson guys right now get the benefit of the doubt.
Right.
You know, if you really want to be honest, it's that culture now. That's where they're at. So. You got to realize all of these guys, all these coaches, they know each other, man. They're golfing buddies. They hang out with, you know, the kids hang out together. That's kind of the environment of the NFL altogether. So when you get a guy outside of, like, Sean McVay, nobody wants to see a guy like that succeed because he doesn't conform to what normal NFL standards are, you know. And it's the same thing with the skill set and the players. You know, Jared Goff, I mean, I can't believe – his transition in the NFL from year one to two, because it looked like he was just an awful football player. Like, they just made a piss poor decision.
Jeff Fisher. Yeah.
So now I'm like, well, could Vince Young really play in the NFL?
I think so.
That's what I'm starting to think.
Yeah, I think
I'm
so.
I'm looking like maybe he was just in the wrong system, you know?
Yeah. We had Jeff Fisher too.
Right.
You know, anywhere Jeff Fisher was, doom was sure to follow if you're a quarterback. Let's go back to the Daniel Jones thing for a second, because all anyone ever talks about with Daniel Jones is David Cutcliffe. And they talk about how accurate he is and how polished he is and how NFL ready he is. Okay, here's the problem. None of that stuff is true. That's the problem. The only part of that is true is David Cutcliffe. Taj, listen, I keep saying this. The last 2 years... Do you know what Daniel Jones' best year was? It was his first year. He completed 62% of his throws his first year. The last 2 years combined, he's completed 58.5% of his throws. 58.5% of his throws. And he's playing in an offense that is built around the short passing game. He has averaged 6 yards an attempt for 2 years and completed 58.5% of his throws. In that offense, he ought to be completing 71-72% of those throws. And instead, he's at 58. He's not, and there's been no improvement. There's been zero improvement.
Right. I mean, like, I get how tough Clemson's defense was this year, but, I mean, when I say he's virtually non-existent, bro, he's non-existent. I mean, they might as well have been out there with nobody playing quarterback, man. And so to hear him like, okay, well, he has upside and he has potential. Well, he hasn't showed it to me. I mean, it wasn't just against Clemson. It was just his entire season, man. And
Taj, he put up 7 points on Wake Forest. He threw for 130 yards and 7 points on Wake Forest.
Like, I look at a guy like that, like John Wofford, that played at Wake Forest, right?
Yeah.
John Wofford is a really, really good football player, really good quarterback. And you get a guy like Daniel Jones, because he's big, because of, you know, where he's playing under Cutcliffe, who's obviously with the Mannings and blah, 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 he gets the benefit of the doubt, but a guy like John Wofford doesn't, because he comes from Wake Forest. So I think it's just absurd, man. It really is. It's wild to me.
Yeah,
I can't wrap my head around it, but I don't see it changing. Like, it just... I mean, Carson Wentz might have been one of the rare guys that goes to, like, North Dakota State and people start jumping on that. Jimmy Garoppolo, too. But it's very rare that you get it, you know?
No, I'm with Dan. I don't buy into Daniel Jones at all, and this no. notion of his NFL readiness. Yeah, I mean, if you're telling me that he started more games than Murray did or Haskins did, yeah, that's true. But he wasn't any good in any of them. I mean, I don't know if that matters or not. You know, that the guy, again, in that offense, he ought to be completing 70% of his passes. It's not a vertical-based passing offense. Again, 6 yards an attempt. 6 yards an attempt with 58.5% sucks.
Right. And yeah.
The other thing is this. His arm is pedestrian for a 6'5 guy. He doesn't have elite arm strength either. That's another thing. I'm not a Daniel Jones fan. I think whoever...
He kind of reminds me, speaking about Missouri, he kind of reminds me of Blaine Gabbert a little bit,
He does. He does.
Reminds me of Blaine a little bit, man.
A little bit. How about any thoughts on Will Greer?
I don't understand why he isn't getting any love. Maybe you can share some insight to that because... he likes scoreboards up, man. He drops dimes out there. He throws the long ball really well.
I think what happened is Senior Bowl week, for whatever reason, scouts came away thinking that he didn't have the arm strength to play in the National Football League. Now, he made a throw in the game that Hunter Renfro reeled in that he never should have thrown.
Yeah, across the field. Right. Yeah, terrible throw.
Right. And I don't think that
great
was...
great throw, terrible decision.
Right. I don't think that was an arm strength issue. I think it was a footwork issue. He was basically sideways when he threw it and never should have thrown that ball. But the one thing you can say about Will Greer that you can't say about Daniel Jones, Will Greer is a winner. Will Greer wins football games. At some point, that's got to be part of this equation. I mean, if you're the most important player on the team, you need to win some games. You can't be scoring 7 and losing to Wake Forest by 50.
And that's my problem with a lot of quarterbacks. And probably one that I should have put into account when I was talking about Baker Mayfield last year.
Yeah. Winner.
Because he did, It's the same thing with Kyler Murray.
Murray, winner.
People are like, Kyler Murray, he wins, man. You can't. That's an intangible that you can't see on paper, and you can't coach it.
Do you remember?
I simply judge quarterbacks off of that. Like, as a leader, I don't care if it's the military, I don't care if it's in business. If you're going to lead, bro, you got to lead from the front, which means you got to be willing to go between those lines and dial on that football field for your guys. And if you can tell which quarterbacks have that and which quarterbacks don't, period. And when you have quarterbacks that are willing to do that, then the rest of the team elevates their level of play around them. I don't see that with like a Daniel Jones or anything else of that nature. But I see with Kyler. I mean, they're never out of they felt like they was never out of the game with him. The same thing with Baker. So if you get a bunch of guys like that, man, you put them in a situation where they have a team young enough to really rally beside them. Oh man, you can do some damage because it's a more mentality than it is a skill set.
Yep, I'm with you 100%. Do you remember the throw that Kyler Murray made against Alabama? They're approaching midfield, and Murray steps up, and he climbs the pocket, and he winds up with his feet parallel, so no body mechanics, and with just the flick of... Yeah, with the flick of the arm, he throws a 57-yard... I went back and watched that play numerous times. 57-yard strike to Rambo in the end zone for a touchdown. And there are only a handful of people on earth that could have made that throw in that situation.
Right. The kid got some gall.
He does.
Because he could have, he won the Heisman, and he knew what people were saying about him at halftime. He could have been like, man, I'm just not going out there performing it. I'm going to finish the game like that too. I'm not going to put on the show at all. But he came back in that second half and he rallied, bro. And he gave you a feeling. As a fan watching the game, you're like, man, these guys are still in the game. So imagine if you give a whole fan base that same thought process, bro. You can win them over. So Arizona hasn't had – they've never had that, actually. I mean, I grew up – I loved watching Kurt Warner and those guys. I loved watching Carson Palmer, But it's been stagnant over there. It's been stale. And Josh Rosen doesn't give them any sort of spark either. But Kyler would, when you think about it.
You know what, Taj? You know what I call that? And I might have mentioned this to you before, but it's why you have to make these kind of moves. It's because the most important thing that a young quarterback can give a downtrodden franchise is a four-letter word called hope.
Yeah.
And it matters. I mean, when Baker Mayfield went to Cleveland, they desperately needed life. They sucked for a quarter century. They needed somebody with a little swagger, somebody who believed in himself, who was willing to sort of fight for the cause. When Mahomes went to Kansas City, I mean, Alex Smith is a nice little quarterback, but when Mahomes went to Kansas City, they had life. And when Watson went to Houston, they had life. And even Josh Allen in Buffalo. It gives you hope. Yeah. It gives you hope. And that's why you got to do it. That's why Josh Rosen, like you just said, Josh Rosen, you know what? He has a tremendous arm, and he didn't get a fair shake last year, and everybody knows it. The O-line sucked. He didn't have any receivers after Kirk got hurt. But you know what? He's also a flatliner. You know, he's a flatliner, whereas Murray gives you hope.
Yeah. Golly, those are the truest words you ever spoke. Well, that's good stuff.
Well, thank you, Tosh.
That's good stuff, man.
All my words are true, man.
More true stuff than that, but, you know. Yeah, when I said that sounded like some other rap song, but yeah, I get together. One of the thing I ever wrote. But, I believe that, bro. And, you know, you see it, like you say, you see it with Deshaun in Houston. You know, and I wish, because I do believe that Johnny Manziel had those intangibles.
Yeah.
But I also believe that Johnny couldn't decipher the difference between celebrity and rock star.
Yeah. Demons. He had his own demons that he's just,
yeah.
I'm worried that one day we're going to wake up and I'm going to see him in that left-hand column. He's going to be dead. I hope I'm wrong.
Yeah, man.
Hey, Taj, great talking to you as always. I got the website up. I'll give it to him again in a couple minutes, but enjoy your event. And by the way, thanks for all you do, man.
Absolutely, bro. Appreciate you.
Thank you, Tosh. Quick break. We'll be right back.
Broadcasting from the safety of the Priority One Security Studios, we are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville, 105.5, The Roar.
Join 105.5 The Roar for the Mark Childress Show, sponsored by S.H. Carter. Co-host of the Tiger Tailgate Show and weekend sports anchor at Channel 7, Mark Childress interviews your favorite players and takes a hard look at recruiting. The Mark Childress Show, Saturdays at 9 a.m., only on 105.5 The Roar.
Does your home have wall cracks, uneven floors, or doors and windows that are sticking? These are all signs that a foundation problem is stealing value from your home. Call Canty Foundation Specialist at 475-1671. We know your home is your number one investment, and we can help protect it. Don't wait for a foundation problem to get worse. If you have sagging floors or cracks in your sheetrock, call Canty Foundation Specialist, 475-1671, or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
Hey guys, this is Taj Boyle with Lakeside Lodge Clemson. It's been a great year for Tiger football and for Lakeside Lodge. We want to say thank you for welcoming us to the Clemson family. Construction is well underway, and there are a handful of luxury condos remaining. If you haven't gotten yours yet, call us today to schedule a tour or come see me at our sales office at 906 Tiger Boulevard. Trust me, you'll want to be a part of this Lakeside Lodge Clemson. It belongs here, and so do you.
Hi, friends. This is Don Munson for Engineered Sleep, 627 Congrey Road in Greenville. I'm almost embarrassed to tell you, for over 30 years, my wife and I slept on the same mattress. Well, thank heaven for Engineered Sleep. We went to their showroom and had a custom mattress built to our specs for half the cost. Our sleep has never been so good. So if you want the best night's sleep possible, go see the fine folks at Engineered Sleep, 627 Congrey Road in Greenville, or check out their website, engineeredsleep.com. That's engineeredsleep.com.
With over 8,000 certified pre-owned vehicles in their network, Henrik Honda Easley is ready to help you buy your next vehicle that will exceed your expectations. All their vehicles come with a warranty and your first maintenance included, and they even review repair orders with you to show they truly stand behind their product. Henrik Honda Easley wants you and your family to have a safe, reliable vehicle that you tell all your friends about. Check out their inventory at HenrikHondaSC.com. Again, that's HenrikHondaSC.com.
Join Walt Deptula's Road Rage at Twin Peaks this Thursday for some awesome food, drinks, and of course the scenic views. Get sports delivered to you like only Walt can do. And enjoy the cold beer and the HD TVs live this Thursday at Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road.
LKQ Pick Your Part. Over a million parts from hundreds of cars to choose from. Bring your own tools. Pull the parts you need and save. It's that easy. Check out our new part search feature on our website, LKQPickYourPart.com. Sign up for our PYP Garage. Download our PYP Garage app and get instant notifications on your vehicle when it comes to an LKQ Pick Your Part near you. Find the parts you need and save today at LKQ Pick Your Part. What's in your garage?
Need to pick up some things? Try Target Drive Up. It's like a Target run with the car running. Just choose Drive Up when you order in the Target app, follow a few easy steps, and then drive up. And they'll bring your order right out. All squeezed out of toothpaste? Drive up. Belated birthday card? Drive up. Down to the final diaper? Drive up. Get what you need and keep on going to whatever's next on your list. Drive up and then drive off. It's easy. Target Drive Up. Give it a go in the Target app. Target run and done. Available at select locations.
Mark Childress here. Join me at the Big Splash event this Saturday at Clemson Marina. I'll be there live 9 till noon for the third annual Big Splash sales event, full of great deals on boats, vendors, and family fun. The Big Splash event this Saturday at Clemson Marina.
The concept behind the Husqvarna line of automatic robotic mowers comes straight out of nature. The principle of the grazing animal. The grass is cut a little and often. Easley Lawn and Garden invites you to see the revolutionary Husqvarna auto mower. Available in six models for every type of lawn. A Husqvarna auto mower from Easley Lawn and Garden leaves you with a great looking lawn every day of the week and allows you to do other things while mowing the lawn for you. Once you've purchased your Husqvarna auto mower from Easley Lawn and Garden, their team can assist you with getting started. Husqvarna robotic lawnmowers are the number one selling auto mower worldwide, in use throughout Europe for years. Now, they're taking the U.S. by storm. Get your Husqvarna auto mower today at Easley Lawn and Garden, your local Husqvarna dealer for nearly 40 years. Veteran and family owned and operated. 312 South Pendleton Street, Easley. Online at easleylawn.com.
To the Road Rage, we're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. The rest of the show is yours, and we're out at what time? 5:25.
Yes,
5:25. Clemson baseball, Notre Dame, big weekend series. You want to get in? And by the way, the weather is held off nicely for once. It's actually a better weather day to play baseball probably than it's been all year. I still wonder if there isn't a way logistically to push the college baseball season back like a couple of weeks. So you're not starting in freezing weather and even here in rain every day and that kind of thing. How about this, Ramona? And Greg, coming right to you. Texas said, I spent $1,500 at Crudele D yesterday, had a big smile on my face. They are awesome. Harsett was extremely helpful. Didn't try to oversell me anything. Fantastic experience. Just wanted to let you know. That's from Ed.
Very cool. Very cool.
Thank you, Ed. That's exactly what we're talking about. I'm glad you found them to be what I thought they were. You want to get in 654-767. Let me get to Tiger Greg first. Greg, how are you?
Hey, I'm good, Walt. Just wanted to thank you for the who gets Mike Leach and Todd Boyd within a week's time? Nobody in the world. I mean, greatest two interviews probably you can ever get, and you score them both in a week's time. I mean, I consider Todd, this is just my opinion. My son went through the Sweeney camp stuff at the time Todd was in his career.
Right.
And he always took pictures with my son, remembered his name, and was just so kind. And I think he has probably the biggest influence on our turnaround from a player's perspective of anybody I can name. And, you know,
I agree
not
with that.
Just because he was, not because he's the greatest quarterback, because he's the greatest man. I mean, people followed Todd. It was, he's like a cult hero. He has either a younger nephew or son that plays in the same age group as my son does in baseball. And he was at a lot of the travel ball tournaments. And when he sat down, it was like 57 kids just crowded around him. Yeah. And he didn't shoo them away. He was hugging on them and loving on them. And just an amazing guy. And
I
hope he's listening.
Yeah,
I mean,
you're exactly right, Greg. And he's all that in a bag of chips. You know, he's just he's a great guy. And, you know, it's funny because the very first time I ever met Taj, we hit it off big time. And we've been friends since. And we just got sort of a natural relationship and it works great. And he's great on air and he's giving of his time and he's involved in all these philanthropic causes and he's giving back. And you know, he used a line earlier that I was going to repeat, but I think he said, bloom where you're planted. And
right.
That's what he said.
Right. That's terrific. It's about.
And that's him.
Right. It's about building stuff here where you live, about in your local community, making a difference with underprivileged kids and all that stuff. So, yeah, he does all that kind of stuff. And what you see is what you get. You know, what you see is what you
get. That's exactly right. He's the same no matter whether you see him at the movies or at a ball game or whatever. I'm 56 years old, and it will go down probably in my history, is that 4th and 16 may be the biggest part of, and how Taj played in that game in general, may be the biggest part of the rebuilding of what we have right now. People may not believe that, but Taj Boyd played a game, probably the best game I've ever seen a college football player play in that game.
Well, look, I came in the next day, and I said this on air. This is before I ever knew Taj.
Right.
The next day on air, I said, toughest game I've ever seen a quarterback play, ever. Any level,
and I was
ever.
Listening when you said that.
I said, I've never seen a player get hit as hard and as often. And I said it was clear LSU's game plan was to knock him out of the game. And he kept getting up. He kept getting up. And eventually won that football game. And it was the toughest. I mean, look, I had seen better performance statistically and that type of stuff.
Right.
I had never seen anybody play a tougher game in which they emerged victorious than Taj Boyd did that day. And I already respected him, but I gained a ton of respect for him on that day.
Me too. Just remember all the NFL talent on LSU's defensive side in that game that he basically took out of the game because they gave so much effort trying to knock him out that they started cramping up and they was falling like flies. And he got hit so hard so many times that people had to help him get back up.
Yep.
And he refused to quit. And, you know, I really didn't doubt the 4th and 16. I know that sounds like, well, you know it now, so you can say that. I just had this confidence that he was in such a mindset. He believed he was going to make – he couldn't even see the receiver. He threw to a spot, and Nuke made it to that spot, and that's history. And that play right there set Clemson on a course to have two national championships and on a pace to maybe get a couple of more for it's over with. And I credit Taj's effort in that game in front of millions of people as putting a stamp on Clemson as being the place to be. That's just my opinion. But great interview, man. I love it every time you have it on. Have a good show, Walt.
I appreciate it. And as far as Mike Leach is concerned, you know, here's the thing. Mike Leach is on the other side of the country from us and owes us nothing. In fact, had no idea who we were when we first called him, and yet agreed the first time we ever asked to come on the show. And how many requests do you think that guy has for his time? And now,
probably a lot.
Right. And now we've established some sort of relationship with him, and he's been on the show 5 or 6 times. But you know, it's funny, Ramona. We said this before. Matt, I'm coming right to you. As long as I've been in radio, for the most part, people are good. You know, I mean, we've asked people all over the place, everyone from Mike Dicka to Barry Switzer to, you know, to every ACC football coach, but people all over the country. And with rare exception, they agree to come on the show. And all it takes is actually reaching out and asking. You know, there are people who don't get asked. But for the most part, we've only had two people that I can remember dodge us. Well, three now that Bill Hancock's dodged us.
Yeah.
But two that dodged us initially. And one was Jim Morris Sr., and which is one of the funniest things ever. And the other was Mean Joe Green, we think, right? That's it.
I believe he did that on purpose to me.
Yeah, and Matt, before I get to you, quickly, tell people those two stories.
The first one was Jim Morris Sr. I never did it before, so I was calling all these people, and I called him, and I told him who I was and everything, and he said, is this one of them radio shows? And I was all excited because I was like, wow, he's being very nice. Yeah. He's going to be on the show. He goes, is this one of them radio shows? And I go, yeah. And he goes, I don't want to do that. And hung up on me. And then,
you know, the funny thing is, I'm more amused by the ones who don't come on than the ones who do. I don't take it personally. I find it funny because the lengths that some of these people will go to, like he's sort of a hermit now, so he's not interested in talking to anybody. I don't even remember why we wanted to talk to him at the time. Probably to tell him his son was adult. I don't know.
and then, what, Mean Joe Green?
Yeah.
Called him.
This is one of my favorites.
And he answered the phone, and I was all excited. Once again, I was all shocked that these people are answering the phone. And he goes, yeah. He goes, call me back in about 30 minutes. I said, oh, really? And he goes, yeah, I'll do it. No problem. Call me back in about 30 minutes. And I called him back in 30 minutes, and he wasn't there. He left.
Now, you know,
he knew he was leaving. That's why he said
maybe,
that.
To be fair, maybe something came up.
Yeah. He probably does that to people all the time.
Maybe he forgot.
Yeah, that could have been.
You know, we don't know. Maybe he was stunned at how anybody got his home number. See, we have some insider trading secrets that we don't reveal.
Yeah, I told Mike Leach's guy the other day that I had his cell phone number, and I could have texted him.
Yeah.
If he wanted me to do that, because he does like to text.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Yeah, there you go.
He does.
All right, let me get Matt in here. Matt, how are you?
Hey, Walt.
Hey, Matt. Appreciate you getting in.
Thanks for getting me in. I don't think the Mora family are too keen on media. So.
No, probably not. Probably not.
I was going to sneak in some NFL draft prospects for you.
Hey, by the way, one thing I will say is Jim Mora Sr. was a great football coach. Not a good one. He seriously was.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I don't care whether ever comes on the show. He was a great football coach. I never take personal offense at any of that stuff. He was a guy who, he had the great misfortune of playing in the same division with the 49ers when the 49ers were at the height of their powers. And most of those years, the second best team in the NFL was Morris New Orleans Saints team. They came so close every year when Bobby Hebert was their quarterback to knocking off San Francisco. They would lose these close, tight games to them. It was pretty clear they were the second best team in football, and yet largely they've been lost in history because they just had the misfortune of playing at a time that there was a great team and in the same division as that great team. But yeah, he did a great job with those football teams at that time.
And he had the Dome Patrol, right?
Yeah.
During that time?
Yeah.
Probably best 3-4, one of the best 3-4s.
Great linebackers.
What about Raymond, the tight end from Utah State? How would you evaluate him?
Yeah, Dex Raymond. I have him. I think he's probably about eighth on my tight end list. I think you're talking about a round five or six type. He's a pretty good blocker. He's a decent athlete. He's a pretty complete tight end. He will be drafted. It's just how quickly the tight ends peel off the board in front of him. And quite honestly, I've really come to like this tight end group. I think that a group that a lot of people speculated on before the year wouldn't be very good, I think has actually turned out to what may be the best tight end group we've seen in 20 years. I mean, I think Noah Font is the best pass-catching tight end to come into the NFL since at least Travis Kelce. And I think Hockenson is the most complete tight end to come into the NFL since Gronkowski. And that's where it starts. And there are other guys behind them that I also really like. And the best part of all is that this is the first tight end group in at least 5 or 6 years that aren't total conscientious objectors to blocking. Because, and maybe it's that some of these guys have learned their lesson from the likes of Jordan Leggett and Bucky Hodges and guys that didn't block and who slipped dramatically in the draft because they didn't. Maybe some of these guys have learned their lesson.
There's better depth at a tight end than wide receiver, I think, this year. Wide receiver's kind of been.
I think what it is there's not a prototypically elite wide receiver. In my mind, I mean, if people want to believe Metcalf is that, then good for them. I wouldn't even draft him. But there's some depth to it, but I would fundamentally agree with that. I, as a whole, if I'm grading the position groups, I would grade the tight end group much higher than the wide receiver group.
And one last question, and I'll run. How about Ferguson from Louisiana Tech? You can evaluate him. And yeah. You'll have a good week.
Thank you, Matt. Jalen Ferguson, the defensive end, you know, he's not an easy evaluation, quite honestly. If you consider what he's done from a profile standpoint, you know, he's the all-time sack leader in college football history. Now, some of those guys didn't get to play as much football as he did, and that accounts for that. You know, when you watch him on film, it's a little bit of a mixed bag. At times, he's a dominant player, but playing at the level that he was playing at, you would like to see him be dominant on every snap. He wasn't always dominant on every snap. Physically, he should dominate that level on every snap. Nobody should run at him, but you see people run at him on film. I think it's absolutely ridiculous what was done to him in terms of not allowing him to attend the combine and participate. They later let him, I believe, engage in the interview process, which I think was important from his standpoint. But the fact that they didn't let him participate in the combine, I think, is outrageous because his only sin was as a senior in high school, he got in a little fight. Something of that sort. There were no weapons. There were no anything at a McDonald's, and he paid the penalty for it. He had to do some community service. He had to pay a fine, but it was a nothing thing. It was the type of thing that every 18-year-old gets in. I mean, I was in dozens of those. I mean, every 18-year-old gets in those kind of things. And from his standpoint, it was. I just think it was a nothing, but he served his penalty. Why the NFL would equate that to a male beating up a female? Oh, by the way, I should add that it was with another male, an older male. I don't mean an elderly person. I mean older than he was at the time. And why and how the NFL would equate that to like somebody beating a girl or beating a woman is beyond me. And so I think they did Ferguson wrong in that regard. Right now, Matt, in terms of where he goes, part of his problem is it's such a deep defensive line draft that hurts him. I think that what you're talking about with Jalen Ferguson right now is he's somewhere probably between pick 60 and pick 80, somewhere in that range. I think he will go in the first 100 picks. At least that's how I see it right now, although my top 100 is constantly evolving and still under construction, at least from a contest standpoint. But I like him as a player. I think that he needs further development. He needs to get stronger. And he needs to prove that he can be a pass rusher at this level. He was at the Senior Bowl. He didn't particularly dominate there either. And that's another little bit of an area of concern. You want to get in? Actually, there's probably not going to be time for you to get in. Let me tell you about a couple things before we get out of here. Let me tell you about the Simmons Mattress Outlet World of Sleep in the old Walmart building in Seneca. 13,000 mattresses from which to choose. Up to 70% off every single day. It's always a good day to get to the Simmons Mattress Outlet World of Sleep. Are you suffering? Are you waking up with a bad neck or a bad back? Are you tired of doing that? Is it affecting your productivity, your civility? Stop. Do something about it. Sleep has never been more affordable or attainable. You just need to know where to go. Again, the Simmons Mattress Outlet, Serta, Beautyrest, professionally, you know, this is the best of the best. And again, up to 70, 75% off every single day. Get out there. Tell them I sent you. They throw in the box spring free. It can't be better than that. Oh, a couple things. One, I heard Danny Cannell earlier, right? Danny Cannell was talking about Marquise Brown. This was a taped interview he did a few days ago. He was talking about Marquise Brown at the pro day and saying that, you know, he needs to prove that he can really run a 4.3, and then he may be the top receiver taking the draft. So what he runs at the pro day is going to be really important. And I'm thinking to myself, you idiot, he has a Liz Frank injury. His foot is in a boot. He's not running at the pro day. You know, so he's another guy who where he gets picked is of enormous concern right now because of that injury. But Danny Cannell thought that he's going, and Cannell mentioned the Liz Frank injury and still thought he was running at his pro day. I don't know what Cannell thinks a Liz Frank injury is. Maybe he needs to look it up. And then John Elway, I saw a Sports Illustrated article from John Elway talking about John Elway and how Elway thinks that Joe Flacco is just hitting his prime. See, this is why you're an idiot, John. It's why you keep making quarterback mistakes. If you think Joe Flacco is just entering his prime, I wrote to them in response to that, Ramona. I said, so is Elton John, the Rolling Stones, just entering their prime. Harry's, before we get out of here. Look, I love the Harry shave. I love the flexible, soft hinge. Glides right across the contours of my face. Never any cuts, never any burns. Join the 10 million who have tried Harry's. Get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just use promo code WALT, capital letters at Harry's.com. Explain to me, if you're not in Harry's already, why you wouldn't do this. I just don't get it. Harry's founders knew there had to be a better way. They were tired of paying for gimmicks. They were overpriced, overdesigned, vibrating heads, flex balls, handles that look like spaceships. They bought the German factory. The rest is history. For a limited time only, Harry's has a special offer for listeners of my show. New customers get $5 off a trial set from Harry's with code WALT at Harry's.com. You get the razor, the weighted handle, the foaming shave gel, the travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping when you use code WALT at Harry's.com. Go to Harry's.com today. Use code WALT to claim your offer. Clemson baseball coming your way right now. That's Harry's. Do it. You will thank me later. Walt Tiptula, Road Rage. I will see you Monday from Local Q in Greenville for the college basketball tip-off special, 4 to 7.
Hendrick Honda Easley, located in the heart of the upstate at the base of the majestic Blue Ridge Mountains, the perfect location to cruise in your new Honda while enjoying panoramic mountain views. Just a quick drive from anywhere in the upstate, Hendrick Honda Easley's got the charming small-town feel with hidden gems to see and explore along the way. Escape the everyday at HendrickHondaSC.com. Experience the Hendrick Honda difference in person at 4609 Callum Memorial Highway. Hendrick Honda Easley, the shining light on top of the hill.
The concept behind the Husqvarna line of automatic robotic mowers comes straight out of nature. The principle of the grazing animal. The grass is cut a little and often. Easley Lawn and Garden invites you to see the revolutionary Husqvarna auto mower. Available in 6 models for every type of lawn, a Husqvarna auto mower from Easley Lawn and Garden leaves you with a great-looking lawn every day of the week and allows you to do other things while mowing the lawn for you. Once you've purchased your Husqvarna auto mower from Easley Lawn and Garden, their team can assist you with getting started. Husqvarna robotic lawnmowers are the number one selling auto mower worldwide, in use throughout Europe for years. Now, they're taking the U.S. by storm. Get your Husqvarna auto mower today at Easley Lawn and Garden, your local Husqvarna dealer for nearly 40 years. Veteran and family owned and operated. 312 South Pendleton Street, Easley. Online at easleylawn.com.
Ready to make your commute more entertaining, more interesting, even more productive? Then try 100% ad-free listening on Audible. Each month, you'll get 2 Audible Originals, exclusive titles you can't find anywhere else. Plus, a credit good for any audiobook and unlimited access to exclusive fitness and wellness programs. All with our commitment-free guarantee. The most inspiring minds, the most compelling stories. Go to audible.com today to start your free 30-day trial. And your first audiobook is on us.
Need to pick up some things? Try Target Drive Up.
It's like a Target run with the car running. Just choose Drive Up when you order in the Target app, follow a few easy steps, and then drive up. And they'll bring your order right out. All squeezed out of toothpaste? Drive up. Belated birthday card? Drive up. Down to the final diaper? Drive up. Get what you need and keep on going to whatever's next on your list. Drive up and then drive off. It's easy. Target Drive Up. Give it a go in the Target app. Target run and done. Available at select locations.
Canty Foundation Specialist has immediate openings in production. No experience necessary. Competitive pay, benefits, and training is provided. Join the Canty production team today. 864-641-0176 or visit CantyCanFixIt.com.
Are you tired of eating greasy fast food for lunch? Stop in at Carson Steak Warehouse and try their daily lunch specials like cheesy steak quesadillas, delicious bacon cheeseburgers, barbecue sandwiches, and more, all under $8. Also, check out their early bird specials from 3 to 6. Ditch the fast food. Eat fresh at Carson's and Anderson, 150 West Beltline Boulevard in Anderson, besides Tucker's. View their full menu online at CarsonSteakWarehouse.net. Again, that's CarsonSteakWarehouse.net.
Founders Federal Credit Union hits it out of the park with all your financial needs and offers all the online conveniences of the big banks, like Founders Online, Founders App with mobile deposit, and much more. Not a Founders member? Visit RelaxJoinFounders.com or our Clemson office to see if you qualify for membership. Services require credit evaluation. Terms and conditions apply. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA and a proud partner of the Clemson Tigers.
I'm Eddie Bennett. We're blessed with a strong economy. The upstate is growing with companies expanding, relocating, and adding employees. If you're turning dirt on a new project or an expansion, chances are you need equipment to help get the job done. With locations in Greenville and Spartanburg, as well as our newest location in Seneca, Bennett Equipment and Supply is your Takeuchi source. And we rent and sell all sorts of tools to get the job done. Remember, when you need to rent it from Bennett.
Did you know you can spray Lion-X on just about anything that needs protection? How about adding a non-slip grip to your axe? Or how about a park bench, a trailer, van liner, work truck, motorcycle? Think outside the bed liner and Lion-X it.
Call us today at Lion-X of Anderson.
Join Walt Deptula's Road Rage at Twin Peaks this Thursday for some awesome food, drinks, and of course the scenic views. Get sports delivered to you like only Walt can do. And enjoy.